Glory to God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the word of life. Hallelujah. Okay, the gospel is the power of God to save. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Praise God. There's an error in the body of Christ called universalism, in the which many have argued that people do not need to believe the gospel to be saved. They only need to be aware. I don't even know what this means. That they only need to be aware that Jesus paid the price. Well, that is what it means to be born again. A knowledge of what he has done is brought to your consciousness, and you latch onto it by faith. You receive that word. You are convinced and persuaded about the same. So, but universalism preaches that all men are naturally saved based on the sacrifice of Jesus. All men have been saved. But that is not what the Bible teaches. Bible says it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Praise God. Not just to everyone. The grace of God has appeared to all men. However, those who receive the grace of God are those who are going to be saved. You're welcome to another episode of Every Day with Jesus podcast. And then we'll be looking at what to do if and when I sin as a Christian. Hallelujah. In the last episode, I showed us how that many times people attempt to restore themselves. They attempt to get back on their feet. They attempt to get out of wrong habits and bad habits and addictions by themselves. They just attempt to do these things by themselves. And then that leads to so much struggle, so much struggle, so much, you know, struggle, falling and rising. You know, you're not making progress. You go forward today, you come back, you count two steps backwards. You take a step forward, you count three, four steps backwards. It's like the more you try, the more it's getting worse. Hallelujah. That's because the Bible approach is not for you to restore yourself. It is that you should be restored. Hallelujah. It is men that are meant to do the restoring. You are not to try to restore yourself. I haven't been overtaken by trespass. Men are meant to do the restoring on your behalf. Glory to Jesus. Look at this again, Galatians chapter 6. Oh, hallelujah. Men are to restore you. You are not to do the restoring. Glory to God. You are not to do the restoring. Men are to restore you. Why? Because you are in need of help at that particular point in time. You are in need of help. You are weak. So when you find yourself stuck in the habit, when you find yourself not growing as you ought to, as a Christian, when you are not mature, because simply being stuck with the habit is lack of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is about the renewal of the mind. So if your mind is renewed with the truth of the word of God, you'll be free from habits that have bound you. Hallelujah. Or habits that have held you bound for many years. You see, there's a difference between making mistakes and being addicted, being stuck in an error. No, if you are mature in the Christian faith, if you are growing in the knowledge of Christ, you cannot be stuck with an error. It's impossible. Addictions are broken as a man begins to mature. Think of yourself like a little elephant whose leg has been tied with a tiny rope, and then the elephant eventually becomes older, more mature, stronger, and is aware of the fact that he can break away from that tiny rope. It won't take him so much to move away from that slavery. Hallelujah. To break the yoke of that slavery. Think of yourself as somebody who has been put in a house, put in a cage, and then a wooden cage as a young person. And then you eventually have built some muscles. You are now older. You can break it and come out of that cage. I'm just giving you those illustrations. That's exactly how when habits, you know, hold people bound, and then they eventually begin to grow. They begin to grow. It gets to a point they begin to outgrow those things. That's the concept. That in growth, you begin to outgrow certain things. Hallelujah. In growth, you begin to outgrow certain things. Glory to God. Certain things, they just begin to fall off because you are outgrowing them. Glory to God. So look at Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 again. Oh, hallelujah. So you can't be stuck with habits or addictions if you are growing as a Christian. It cannot be an addiction. It's impossible. And I said there's a difference between falling into an error, you made a mistake, you get out, and you know, not being able to move on or move, you know, get on from a particular error. You are stuck. You keep trying. it's like a prison house. No, that's not a good place to be as a Christian. So at that point in time, you need the help of men who are able to train you and walk you through the process of restoration. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And I showed us in the last episode, after that the word restore there is the word that means to repair. Hallelujah. It's the word that means to repair. Katatizo. It means to repair. That's the same word used at Luke chapter 6, verse 40. A disciple is not above his teacher, but anyone who is perfectly trained shall be like him. It's a process of training. It's a repairing process. It is not a one-time correction. It is walking you through a process. You are being nurtured. You are being trained. Somebody else is responsible for you. Glory to God. You see, in the hands of such loving nurture and correction, people outgrow the habits that have held them bound for many years. Hallelujah. You just start outgrowing them. So we cannot overemphasize the place of submitting to sound indoctrination. Hallelujah. You must submit to sound indoctrination. Spiritual maturity is ministered by men. Hallelujah. You will not grow beyond the teachings you avail yourself to. You will not grow beyond the voices you yield yourself to. You will not grow beyond the people that are responsible for you in Christ Jesus. You will not grow beyond the doctrine you are exposed to. So spiritual maturity will come only as you submit to proper indoctrination, sound teaching. You must be well taught and brought up to maturity. Hallelujah. And you know, in that kind of training, the focus is not on the habit. Glory to God. Which is my focus today. My focus in this teaching today is to show you how that many times the reason why people get stuck in habits and then they fall into sin and they don't know how to get out of it is because their focus right now is now on overcoming that habit. Praise God. Now, overcoming the habit is meant to be a byproduct of spiritual maturity. Not the main focus. You shouldn't be pursuing how to break free from habits. You shouldn't be pursuing how to break free from an addiction. The moment you fix your gaze on, I want to break free from this addiction, you are going to magnify it and it will have more strength. Glory to God. It's like trying to walk away from something while looking back. You are looking back at that thing and you are walking away. You will never get to move away. Glory to Jesus. So the approach is not to focus on the addiction. The approach is to focus on Christ. Hallelujah. The lesser is included in the greater. As you focus your gaze on Jesus and you begin to mature in the knowledge of Christ, you discover that the habits will start falling off themselves. Glory to God. See, there's more to your life. There's more God wants you to see and walk in than breaking away from habits. It's just one of those things. Glory to God. The whole of the Christian faith, the Christian walk, consists in many things. A walk in the Spirit would include not just breaking free from an habit, it will include walking in love towards your enemies, walking in love towards those who are in the faith with you, your fellow believers. It will include walking in kindness, patience, all the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. Things that you do not even know are habits you ought to change. You suddenly begin to develop the right character in Christ Jesus. So it's a wholesome training. Hallelujah. The focus is not, I want to stop watching pornography. No, that's one of the things that will happen to you as you mature in the Christian faith. But that's not the focus. There are people who have gone to the rehab centers and they have gone for psychological helps and all that. And then they've been able to break free from habits through certain aids. Do you understand? If that is all to the Christian faith, then we are of all men most miserable. That means you don't have to be a Christian to break free from habits. Do you understand? So, but there is more. So the focus should not be, I want to break free from this habit. How do I stop this sin? Most times, that's the reason why you will be stuck with that habit. Hallelujah. Your focus should not be on the habit. Your focus should be on learning Christ. Glory to God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Your focus should be on growing up in the faith. Your focus should be on growing up into Him in all things. Not in some things. In all things. Hallelujah. And that's what ministry gives to serve to do for you. So when somebody comes to church and says, I have been struggling with this habit, sir. I don't know how to. I said, let's go for evangelism. Then the person is wondering, how is this going to solve the problem of the addiction? Wow, you're not getting the point. We are not focusing on the addiction. We are focusing on your life in Christ. Maturity. Praise God. The addiction is just one of your issues. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, the addiction that you think you are nursing is not a greater problem than not knowing Christ as you ought to. That is a greater and a deeper issue. Not knowing Jesus as you ought to, not knowing that which Jesus has accomplished for you, not knowing who you are, what manner of person you have become, not knowing what is expected of you in Christ Jesus, not knowing what you can do because you are in Christ, those are deeper issues. Ignorance, false knowledge, false teaching, you know, deception, those are deeper issues to be addressed than the issue of a wrong habit somewhere. Hallelujah. So ministry gives to serve to instill in you Bible doctrine, would instill in you sound teaching, sound training, the truth of the word of God. They will yield in your life that which Jesus intends via awesome training. Hallelujah. All scriptures is given and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished for every good work. Have you seen? Not some good works, every. Glory to God. So we are not focused on how to break free from an habit. No, you have every good work to be built up for, to be effective in. So there's a life to be lived and expressed beyond trying to break free from addiction. Breaking free from addiction will now be one of the effects of sound teaching. Hallelujah. So it's a growth into Jesus, into Christ, who is the head in all things. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Glory to God. I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking from my own personal experience and the experience of many other folks who, when they want to deal with habits, their focus at that point in time in their lives is on how to break free. And you know, you just land yourself in unnecessary pressure because nobody has told you to try to break free from habits. What God has called you onto is spiritual maturity, growth. Praise God. That's why I began the teaching by speaking about growth. How that in growth, you just find yourself outgrowing certain things. Glory to God. Outgrowing certain things. Most times our judgments of the issues are very myopic. That same person is saying, you know, my only problem right now is the fact that I watch pornography. My only problem now is the fact that I'm sleeping around and all that. He's not doing a total and overall check or analysis. Glory to God. He's not giving his life a complete appraisal. Because if he were to look carefully and deeply, more circumspectly into his life, he would discover that those things are not the only issues. Hallelujah. Those are not the only issues. Most likely there's a lack of prayer problem somewhere. There's a lack of consistency in the study of the word somewhere. There's a problem of how you relate with your siblings somewhere. There's a problem of not being able to say sorry and apologize for your wrongs somewhere. There's a problem of nursing bitterness and malice against somebody somewhere. There's a problem of grudging. Do you understand? A whole lot of issues are locking around, but the person is fixated on a particular one that he considers to be a serious habit and stronghold, addictions. You see, those ones that seem to be the main bother, they are only symptoms of several other things that are not, you know, going on fine in your life as a Christian. That's why what to pursue is spiritual maturity, growth. Hallelujah. Growth. When you find yourself in an error and you are stuck with it, that's the time to desire spiritual growth. Not just to desire to get out of that error, it is to desire to grow into Christ in all things. Ephesians chapter 4. Glory to God. Look at this now. Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read from verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and all of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, when he says that we may come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, he's not saying there's a measure of stature of the fullness of Christ we are to attain now. He's referring to knowledge, that we may come to the knowledge of the Son of God. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ is that which we already have in him. Colossians 2:9, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So we have the fullness of God. John 1:16, of his fullness we have received grace for grace. So we have received the fullness of Christ. So what are we meant to grow into? The knowledge of this. The knowledge of the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Son of God. Hallelujah. So there's a whole lot to grow into. Beyond the habits that you are trying to break free from, there's a whole lot God has called you onto. Hallelujah. Bible says in Philemon 1:6 that the sharing of your faith, the communication of thy faith, the sharing of your faith, the fellowship which you have in Christ Jesus may become effective, operational, may begin to find expression by acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Have you seen? There's so much. There's much more. There's more to your life and your Christian walk than breaking free from a particular habit or addiction. Than breaking free from an addiction. Hallelujah. God wants your faith to find expression. God wants your fellowship in Christ to become operational, to begin to find expression as you acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. This is spiritual growth. This is spiritual maturity. Glory to God. Back to Ephesians chapter 4. And then it says in verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So you see that the aim of spiritual training is to make sure we move from being children and babes in the faith to being mature. Hallelujah. That we be no longer children. It is not just about breaking free from an habit. It's about being no more children. Hallelujah. It's about being mature in the knowledge of the Son of God. Look at this now. Be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. May grow up into him in all things, in all. Hallelujah. In the way Jesus loves, in the way he forgives, in the way he ministers, in the way he gives, in the way, do you understand? In the way he teaches, in the way he walks in the things of the Spirit, that we may grow up into him in all things. When we look at the Christian who is doing well in an aspect of the Christian walk and is missing it largely in several other parts and several other areas, we have seen a Christian who is lopsided in his training. Hallelujah. Find some Christians, they are so strong on this talk about love. You find some Christians, they are so strong on it. They don't fight people, they are so gentle, they are kind, they are forgiving. When it comes to walking in the gifts of the Spirit, they have no clue. Such a man is lopsided. His training is lopsided. He is not well taught. He has not been taught all scriptures. Hallelujah. He has not been taught all, because it is teaching you all scriptures that will make you effective for every good work. You see some Christians who are so given to, you know, flowing things of the Spirit in the midst of the brethren who cannot evangelize. Hallelujah. You find some folks who are so gifted in the gift of the Spirit. They can walk in all the nine gifts of the Spirit, praying in tongues, interpreting, giving prophecy. You find a man walking in word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, gift of faith, gift of healings, and working of miracles. They are so loud in the expression of many of these gifts. But you know what? They find it difficult to forgive their loved ones. They find it difficult to forgive others, those who wronged them. They dwell in bitterness and envy, strife, jealousy. You can't comprehend why. You can't imagine what's going wrong in their lives. Such a man is lopsided. If you go and check his life very well, he got to a point in his life that he wanted to mature and develop in giving expression to the gifts of the Spirit. So he became so fixated on reading up every material, feeding on every material that has to do with gifts of the Spirit. And then, you know, because you are focusing on that, you would improve in that area. You will now be so lopsided in many other things. What God has given us is the whole counsel of the gospel. All scriptures. Every aspect of our lives aligning with the will of God. Every aspect of our lives submitting to God's will. Glory be to God. That's what a ministry gives to do for you. So when you say, I have a habit, I have this addiction, I'm trying to break free from you, you know that what you need is beyond breaking free from an habit. What you need is spiritual growth. And you must find yourself a sound minister of the gospel who can administer spiritual training to your life and build you up in the faith and make you effective in your walk in Christ. Hallelujah. Look at this now. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him which the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. It causes growth of the body. Hallelujah. You receive ministry from other saints. You are taught the word of God. You are being taught the word of God. Not just the theoretical aspect, not just the verbal indoctrination. You are being trained practically. You know how to do the work of ministry. You know how to practically walk in love. it gets to a point in your life, you discover that the habits you were trying to break free from have been done away with, without you even knowing. That's how I broke free from certain habits. I did not know when. Hallelujah. I just remembered one day that, there used to be this habit. You know, someone was telling me, sharing his testimony with us recently, my brother, Pastor Toby Adebali. He mentioned certain things, and he said, he can't remember the last time he crossed his mind. Praise God. That's what we're talking about. Spiritual maturity. You just outgrow certain things. Praise God. You outgrow certain things. It's like trying to tie an eagle with a tiny thread when the eagle is yet a baby. As the eagle begins to mature, it will break free from those things and fly. So eventually, the pursuit of spiritual maturity should be your goal at all times and in all seasons. Never get fixated on trying to break free from an habit. The focus should be on maturing into Christ in all things. Spiritual growth. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that may grow thereby. He's not speaking to babies. No, it's just a simile. As newborn babies, praise God. He's not saying this is being written to babies. Peter was not writing to babies. Hallelujah. You realize he also wrote to the elders in the same book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. So he's just using a simile. Just as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, we also desire the sincere milk of their parents. We also should desire the milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Hallelujah. That is the same attitude. Just like babies depend on milk for survival, we also ought to depend on the word of God for survival. So don't say it is babies that need milk. No, it is just a simile. Hallelujah. The milk of the word, they actually speaks of word, the truth of the word that is unadulterated. That is also a figure of speech. It doesn't mean there's a milk of the word. It means we should desire the unadulterated truth. God's word that is without corruption, without human corruption, without without preconceived notions. God's word that is not mixed with any human ideology, human philosophy and wisdom. God's word in its purest form, in its sincere state. The word no more. Hallelujah. That's what he's talking about. That's what he calls the sincere milk of the word of God. So this is what is able to build us up and bring us to maturity. So spiritual growth should be your desire. And if this is your desire, then you must go submit yourself to a sound teacher of the word of God. I'll tell you your role. Your role is to submit to a sound teacher of the word of God and to have a commitment to Bible reading and, you know, a personal devotion to Bible reading and prayers in your personal space. There's a reason why I emphasize the place of spiritual grooming, of spiritual training, of being submitted to a ministry gift, to a sound teacher of the word of God, before talking about your own place of feeding on the word and praying. There's a reason for that, because that's the order. It is spiritual training. It is sound teaching that ideally is meant, that is ideal for facilitating personal commitment to Bible reading. The truth of the matter is, you will read the Bible upside down if you are not well taught. Praise God. Many of us read the Bibles today. We read our Bibles today based on how we have been taught. And that's the truth. You read your Bible based on how you were taught. That's how come it's so difficult to convince people against their religious backgrounds, to convince them against their religious persuasions. They are reading the Bible through the lens of what they've been told in church, and you cannot blame them. That is what is called influence. That is why, rather than stay away from influence, you have to find the right influence. You would always be a product of influence. Praise God. So you have to submit to the right people, the right, you know, teaching, the right doctrine, the truth of the word of God. And then have a personal commitment to reading your Bible and praying. Praise God. After you have been well taught and you are being trained, you must also sustain the training by keeping up with or keeping on the tradition of prayers and the word, the tradition of a devotion to the word of God and to prayers. You know, the ultimate goal is to mature spiritually. And you cannot mature spiritually unless you are taught and then you take the training and you own it. And you are self-disciplined even in your own space. But you know what? After you've been well taught and you've been trained, it becomes easier for you to commit to these things on your own. It becomes easier. That's exactly what happens. When a man, just look at it in the natural too. A baby is well fed. They start feeding him, nurturing him. He gets to a point he's able to feed himself. So, but most times in the Christian faith, people attempt to start feeding themselves first. It doesn't work that way. You don't feed yourself. You are fed. You are fed to maturity, and then you are now able to feed yourself. Praise God. So it is as you are being taught, you are able to teach yourself. It's as you are being taught, you are able to teach yourself. It's as you are being trained, you are able to train yourself. It's as you are being exposed to disciplines of prayer, evangelism, you are able to carry on the tradition in your own individual life and space. Glory to God. So never put the cart before the horse. It must be being taught first and then an attempt to grow by focusing on scriptures and, you know, praying on a daily basis. It makes it easier. When you are well taught, ministry gifts actually eventually facilitate a personal devotion to these things. So first, submit to ministry gifts. Submit to a sound teacher of the word of God. And let me close by saying, a sound teacher of the word of God will show you your identity in Christ. Will show you your identity in Christ. If you are listening to this broadcast from anywhere and you are asking, how do I know a sound preacher of the word of God? It will teach you your identity in Christ. First and foremost, it's the call. That is the gospel. It must show you who you are in Christ Jesus. Your nature of righteousness. That which Jesus has accomplished for you. The blessings that have accrued to humanity via faith in his redemptive sacrifice. That which Jesus has accomplished for all of humanity. Glory to God. A sound teacher of the word will communicate to you that which has been done. There's something called the finished work of Christ. Even if he doesn't use that phrase, he must be able to show you things that have been done on your behalf. Hallelujah. Things that have become your own freely by faith. Things you didn't have to work for. A sound teacher of the word of God will let you know you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Bible says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A sound teacher of the word of God will emphasize forgiveness by faith in Christ Jesus, that you have been forgiven. You don't need forgiveness. You have received forgiveness. You have forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And he will let you see that in that forgiveness, you have received all that God has to offer. The moment you receive forgiveness in Christ and you were reconciled to the Father, God has blessed with everything he has. You have received the fullness of God. A sound teacher of the word of God will never paint a picture of a new creature, a picture of a believer that is destitute of the mercy of God, destitute of the largesse of God, destitute of God's graciousness. No, he portrays the new creature as a recipient of the fullness of God, as a recipient of all that God has to offer, as a recipient of all the goodness of God. Glory to Jesus. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will begat us by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. A sound teacher of the word of God will let you know that you are a recipient. You are a recipient of every good and perfect gift in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. A sound teacher of the word of God is not the one that is always talking holiness, holiness, holiness. How to live, how to do this, how to do that, how to do this. No, his message begins with what Jesus has done for you. And it's on that platform he begins to instruct you on what you ought to do. Praise God. Because many times people think a man that is preaching a powerful sermon is the man that is strong on conduct. How the believer ought to behave himself. How he ought to conduct himself in this life. They say, he's preaching sound doctrine. Yes, it's sound doctrine. But if it is void of the accomplishment of Christ, then it is not sound doctrine. If it is void of the finished, done work of Christ, then it is not sound doctrine. Praise God. That is preaching the law of Moses under the guise of giving godly instructions. Hallelujah. So because sound doctrine begins by showing men what they have in Christ Jesus. And after men have been well taught who they are in Christ Jesus, what they have in him, that which has become theirs, their nature of righteousness, the eternal life of God, the salvation that is intact, the inheritance that will never fade away, then they are now instructed or admonished on how they ought to conduct themselves in view of this blessedness of God. So this is sound doctrine. So find yourself a teacher who emphasizes this, a teacher who is strong on that which Jesus has done for you, and is also strong on how you ought to conduct yourselves in the light of these realities. And then you're on your way to spiritual maturity. I tell you what I know. See, people grow and it shocks them. Hallelujah. People grow and it shocks them. People grow, they outgrow habits they've been stuck with and stuck in life, and it shocks them. Praise God. When people follow this prescription, this order, they grow and they are shocked. Glory to God. And then beyond breaking free from the habit, they discover that many other things have been added to their lives. Many other things are finding expression. Many other things that they never even were desiring, because they didn't even know that those things were required of them. They didn't know that there was more to them than the habits. You know, they now find out that those things are even evidence in their lives. They are now walking in the will of God, walking in the things of the Spirit. They are now highly sensitive, mature in how they preach and present the gospel. They are converting souls to Jesus, getting men saved, getting men talking in tongues. I mean, there, see, a whole lot of change happens when we submit to sound training and sound teaching. I want to commend you to the word of his grace. I want to commend you to a time of training, submitting to sound and awesome training in Christ Jesus. Find yourself a teacher of the word of God that is able to nurture you in Christ. And you see, that kind of training is going to facilitate a personal devotion to the word of God and to prayer. So continue from here tomorrow. Don't forget to tune in, invite your friends, relatives, family members, colleagues, classmates, and let's come together to have a great time in the word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the word, full of prayer, spiritual songs, full of the spirit, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.